Let's keep moving, going to this very interesting question. What is the difference between blaspheming the Holy Spirit and blaspheming Jesus? Well, let's start by reading Matthew 12, 31 and 32. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. We must first realize that these remarks in no wise attribute a greater degree of holiness to the Holy Spirit than to the Son of God. Both are part of the eternal Godhead and therefore infinitely holy. In Hebrews 7:26, we read that the Lord Jesus is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. God the Father acknowledges the deity of the Lord Jesus in Hebrews 1:8, where we read there, "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." So, why does blasphemy against the Son of Man seem to be of lesser offense than blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? Well, this has to do with slandering the Son of Man in his veiled condition while on the earth. We read of the Lord Jesus in his incarnate state in Philippians 2:7, which says that Christ made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Christ, the very Son of God, looked like any other man. So this slandering of him could have been done in ignorance, as even the Apostle Paul said of himself in 1 Timothy 1:12 and 13, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." However, to blaspheme the Holy Ghost or to attribute his work as the work of Satan is the much greater offense at this time. This would be a direct, deliberate, and willful opposition to the counsel and authority of God. So for more information about blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, please visit our website at www.answersfromthebook.net and type, "What exactly is the unpardonable sin?" into the search box.